News from Oroville, December 24th, 2008.
On microphone, Malinka.
In studio, Chloe and Christoph. Today's weather forecast, although sunny now, shows a chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures 24 to 28 degrees, northeast winds 18 to 21 kilometers per hour. There'll be a special Christmas Eve menu today at Visitor Center Cafeteria. Choices will be Christmas traditional non-veg, vegetarian, and vegan. The cafeteria team wishes a Merry Christmas to one and all. Kala Kendra Bharat-Nevas in the Pavilion of India presents Towards the Divine, a mixed media group show featuring Gopal Vahula, Sukumarayan, Balasubramanian, Venkateswaran, showing until January 5th, daily open 9 to 5. This is the fourth exhibition in this special series featuring local artists from Oroville and the Pondicherry region. Orovillian artist Vahula plus a group of four other artists from Pondicherry who are art teachers. Another step toward alleviating the housing shortage, Swayam, a new housing project, will be presented to the public Saturday, January 3rd, 3 p.m. at the Audio-Visual Room in Kala Kendra at Bharat-Nevas. At that time, questions can be put forward. Swayam will be collective housing in Oroville's residential zone, a project conceptualized to create simple and aesthetic living spaces with sustainable building technologies. The project consists of 20 units, that's 16 residences and 4 office or studio spaces of various sizes. Following is an excerpt from a letter by a senior Orovillian. The mother has clearly stated that only those who have permanently decided to live in Oroville should have a say in its affairs. This issue is very important and needs to be dealt with great patience and understanding. Therefore, a lot of energy, tact, patience, understanding, and work are needed, and the need is to continuously search for ways to come together. It's one of the challenges put before Oroville in its charter. The first thing required of Orovillians is a united action. It is a change of consciousness that will bring the plasticity and the spontaneity necessary for coming together. Christmas, another occasion during this time of year celebrating the light. There was Deepam in the Hindu tradition, Hanukkah in the tradition of the Jews, and now Christmas in the Christian tradition. These are normally called religions, which seem divisive in the universal striving towards unity, yet the underlying and all-pervasive point that does unify is the lighting of candles, symbolizing light, goodwill, peace and harmony in the heart of each one and toward each other. Here in Oroville, the City of Dawn, peopled by some 40 different cultures, human unity heads the list of its ideals. And so, the recognition of some of the various ways of celebrating the light are honored. It's said by the Devas of Findhorn, sister community to Oroville, that during this season, there is a light that comes close to earth. Therefore, miracles occur, such as spontaneous goodwill and forgiveness of old and often long-term conflicts, a time where there's assistance in letting go and generating love. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org.
Thank you for listening.